is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A jury found Idaho mom Lori Vallow Daybell guilty on all counts, including murdering her two children. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says the testimony of Daybell's surviving child was powerful.
He said, and we heard the jailhouse calls, where he said, basically, you killed my younger siblings. I can't believe you did this. I never would have believed it, but now I do.
Title 42 ended at midnight. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports from the southern border on the Biden administration's new immigration policy.
Under the policy now in effect, migrants cannot gain asylum without first applying for it in another country. Those caught crossing illegally face a five-year ban and possible criminal charges. Sister Norma Pimentel runs Catholic Charities, one of the biggest nonprofit migrant shelters in Texas.
I care about the families and making sure that they're treated with dignity and respect.
She says the policy change is making it difficult for migrants to know what to expect.
A 17-year-old migrant child from Honduras who arrived in the U.S. without a parent or guardian has died in federal custody in Florida, U.S. officials confirmed today.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny made his first court appearance. He allegedly applied a fatal chokehold to New York City subway passenger Jordan Neely. CBS's Michael George has more.
After leaving the police station in handcuffs, Penny appeared in court, where he was released on bond. His attorneys say he never meant to kill Neely and that he risked his life to protect others. If found guilty of manslaughter, he could face 15 years in prison.
General Motors is recalling almost a million sport utility vehicles in the U.S. The driver's airbag inflator in the affected vehicles may explode during deployment. GM learned about the issue because of a crash involving a 2017 Chevy Traverse in which the inflator ruptured during deployment. A federal report was released that says an alarm went off on a Norfolk Southern freight train shortly before it derailed near Newcastle, Pennsylvania, Wednesday night. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the alarm came from a hot bearing detector. The derailment of nine train cars happened about 20 miles from the site of an early February incident in East Palestine, Ohio. Then, a Norfolk Southern operated train with cars carrying toxic vinyl chloride and other hazardous chemicals went off the tracks. The contents spilled and caught fire.
A deal to buy the Washington Commanders is final. The sale price, a record $6 billion. The stock markets finished down. The Dow finished 8 points lower. The S&P 500 dropped six. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Zogallo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and take Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZocaloMKE.com. That's ZocaloMKE.com. The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long necky.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
The six pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get schooled with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Be live from Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the pizza box. Okay, so that means you're aware that it's Friday night at 7 o'clock, and you're tuned into Mad Radio at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Wow, made it through another week, right? First of all, for all you mothers out there, since we're Friday and you're Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to start with how, you know, I've been struggling since my mom passed away in February. And, you know, then I get this little bowl from the people organizing her stuff online. You can go to, I'll find it later, ctbids.com or something, and participate in the auction for all her possessions and own a piece of some of the mother who had this famous clown called Pizza Box Mike. Right? But anyway, they found a little bowl, my birthday bowl, right? May 13th, 1961. It was a Saturday, right before Mother's Day. And that's what it is tomorrow. May 13th, Saturday, right before Mother's Day. And wouldn't you know it, I got to get through both those days without her. First time, right? And the reason why I say first time, because the first time around on this is... obviously, I'm not going to, you know, it's just going to be there. It's there every day, but those first holidays that you just think about your family when it was together and everybody got along, or most of the time, and all that changes, right? So I'm like, down. I'm like, I got to take my frustration out on somebody. Anyway, so and it goes back to last week. You know, I'm still in my craw. You know, a lazy bastard, slug, bootlicking, Alec boy, fascist wannabe, Mark Bourne. And that's what he is, folks. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. That's the difference, you know. We'll get to that later. But anyway, that mentioning that, you know, all Democrats want to do is, you know, smoke more pot and expand, you know, more welfare. And I mentioned it, but here we go. He's the Joint Finance Committee co-chair, and now he is. But we're going back to the COVID year, 2020, right? When we all struggled. Let's see. His salary was $53,000. His per diem, which if you don't know what that is, it's for food, gas, and lodging for these hardworking people that have to come to the Capitol. And it wouldn't be so bad if they were trying to work with you, but they're working against you, the Republican Party, on everything, right? So, and I looked at it, you know, it was like $81 a day. So obviously it was just food and gas and the lodging. You know, he's from Beaver Dam. That's a whole, hour and 10 minutes away, if that. I can see why, you know, we all get that, right? And of course, they get that from us. And then there's the health insurance. And then, of course, there's the guaranteed pension that comes with being a legislator, a part-time. Why do I say part-time? Because all that I just mentioned to you was accumulated from a 70 work days at the Capitol. Who's on welfare here, people? 844-967-2789, if you'd like to participate tonight. And Evo, I can't see you, but I'm guessing you do. So anyway, we'll get to that tape in a second.
Dude, now I see you.
Yeah.
For it.
Well, this I'm is way better.
I'm here for you.
This is way better, AI guy, because I'm like in the dark, right?
If you're ever lonely, though, just talk to ChatGPT, man.
Yeah. Well,
do it.
I'm never that lonely. I got cats to talk to, and they talk back. So anyway, I went up to Bourne's office. You know, I got to take it out on somebody. Why not take it to the guys that are, you know, causing the misery for people that are already struggling to get by, right? And I go in the office and I ask them, hey, what are you guys, you know, getting for per diem nowadays? Oh, I don't know. By the way, he's got 7 staffers. You know, it takes that many little fascist wannabes that do all the homework, the ALEC homework. Right? Because that's what it is. It's the ALEC playbook all across this country in the Republican houses everywhere. That's why they're all in the same mantra. And that's how friends of mine can get caught up into that just what out of control anger over things that are just things that aren't. Not even affecting them in any way. You know, and we'll get to some more of that too. But I'm like, man, he's got the audacity to talk about welfare getting up. And the guy's like, okay, you can leave, you know. And I'm like, I'm not going to, do you want to make an appointment? No, I don't want to make an appointment. Why don't you call the cops? He goes, you want me too? And he's reaching for the phone. And I just looked at him like, you little punk ass staffer for the fascists. And not a, you know, like I'm going to, you know, get violent or anything. Just a look of disgust, like, you know, they think that they wield this power over us all, and unfortunately they really do, right? But these little staffers, you know, then they're going to, yes, they end up working for right-wing think tanks, you know, just like everybody else that goes through the process of being a Republican legislator, right? You know, lobbyist, radio, television host becomes a, you know, in Mark Bourne's case, he was a, you know, like they say he was with the sheriff's department, but I think he was like one of those guys that, I don't know. I can't imagine. He didn't last long, right? Because he's a spineless bastard. That's why. And that's why he isn't in the office when I wanted him to be there. But anyway, we got how much time till, you know what, I'll take this call first.
We got
right?
A cool 5 minutes, man. We got all the time in the world.
All right. Well, we'll keep that tape going because I want to hear what Andrew in Detroit has to say.
Hey, Pizza Box, it's Andrew in Detroit. God bless you. God bless your mother. God bless me. God bless my mother, who passed away in December. And 2 weeks ago, we had her memorial service. And it is tough, man.
Yeah.
It is tough. And this is going to be a very sad Mother's Day. But we've got to rejoice and live in the spirit of our mothers. That's how we get through it. That's how we get through it, buddy. Please have a very calm, thoughtful Mother's Day. God bless you.
Hey, you too, man. I appreciate that. And thank you for calling and listening. And you're right. That's what I did. I just, you know, But all my mom's stuff is online to be sold. And you know, now I'm just, it's coming around. But here's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm trying to get this house, right? And it's going to take a lot of help from friends that I have in low places that aren't low people and have good standing, right? That are willing to help a guy like me so that my son and his family can move into this house and pay the way too. And the two of us can make that house be something for the family. And that way, the few relatives that I have left in and around the state, our nephews and nieces and some in-laws and stuff like that, that would like to come and visit. But if I don't have a place for them to come and visit, that part's over, right? And so that's how I'm dealing with it. I move forward. It is going to be a tough, tough haul. But not as tough as it is for Mark Bourne, right? So then I decided, you know, I'm not really happy right now. And I can tell the cops aren't all that happy to see me. You know, one was, you know, four weren't. I just didn't feel like I had the energy to be positive. So I went outside, and lo and behold, there's a press conference going out there with healthcare workers of all kinds, like nurses. And there's SEIU. And I'm like, SEIU, I know these people. They're some of my friends. There's Creasy. Okay, these people that I was organized with, you know, way back in 2013 or whenever I got involved with the Fight for 15 for home care workers. And it's brought me all the way where I am right now. And, you know, volunteering and working in organizations like that with the real people. And I'm going to tell you right now, it seems like a lot of people shy away from me or, you know, my strategy. But not necessarily when it comes to healthcare, right? I mean, this is brutal that the Republicans stripping it, expanding Badger Care to Wisconsinites who deserve it, who need it. And quite honestly, it saves us a lot of money when we cover people with insurance. You know, the preventative stuff, you know. And forget that nonsense that people get health insurance just so that they can run to the doctor every month and stuff. That's nonsense. Everybody gets nervous when they got to go to the doctor, but it's at least you can go when you think something might be wrong and catch it before it gets too far. You don't end up like me, you know, missing a kidney and and hoping that, you know, you can live long enough to watch your grandchildren see the future that they deserve. Yeah, instant karma, baby. I'm telling you, when we come back, we got a clip from that press conference. I took about 8 minutes of it, and it was just really nice to see a lot of people that I knew working in an organization like SEIU. But, you know, this isn't anything new, people. It only makes sense to save the state $1.6 billion to cover people with health insurance instead of leaving them uncovered. And, you know, covering them, it saves us money. They're supposed to be fiscally conservative. Let me hear Republicans call in and shift this to something psychotic like the border.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 55. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63
from
degrees.
From our little corner of the world where the Pack, the crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
SEIU. What is that, about 8 minutes? We should probably roll it. We might not get through all of it, but we'll put, you know, a good portion of it, because it's just like, you know, I come to the Capitol, I don't know what's going on, and you run into something like that. And it was really nice to see the lieutenant governor there. And I didn't get her, but go ahead, roll this thing.
A registered nurse at a local Madison hospital. Have been there for 33 years. Love my job. I love taking care of patients. And I'm also president of SEIU Wisconsin. I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for being here with us today. Another nurse to be recognized and celebrated. Also with me today are nurses and healthcare workers from across the state of Wisconsin. We are gathered here today to honor National Nurses Week and call on lawmakers to support Wisconsin's health care workforce in the state budget. Governor Evers has proposed critical health care funding in his budget that must be preserved and expanded in negotiations with the state legislators. More resources are urgently needed to address the spiraling crisis of understaffing, trauma, turnover, burnout, and moral injury, all systemic problems which have all been aggravated by the pandemic. So we can provide quality, safe care to our friends, loved ones, and neighbors. Wisconsin struggles with the extreme shortage of nurses, nursing assistants, and home care workers, along with health, with environmental services, dietary services, CNAs, are reaching crisis proportions. As a float nurse at the hospital I work, in my role as president, I talk to workers throughout the state and throughout the hospital, and all types of health workers throughout our state tell me how much short staffing is causing major issues for safe quality care. especially as our population continues to age. We have reached the silver tsunami here in Wisconsin, and there are now more than 1.4 million Wisconsinites older than 60 years old, and that number is skyrocketing. Wisconsin is facing a shortage of over 20,000 nurses by 2035. Let's put that in perspective. That's 12 years away from now. And we need to make changes, do funding initiatives, and create programs to increase staffing throughout the state. Countless studies have shown that understaffing directly affects patients. Understaffing leads towards medical errors, causes delay in delivery of care, and increases infection rates, falls, and deaths. The governor has laid out a plan supporting healthcare workers, and we want to see state legislators preserve and expand his proposal. We need to protect state matching funds for the healthcare workers' trauma and recovery and development program, increasing funding for nursing homes and home care workers, and create guardrails so that nursing homes and home care funding goes to the workers and not to the corporate executives. This is not just a rural or urban issue. It's not a Republican or Democratic issue. The health of you, your loved ones, and your neighbors should be a nonpartisan priority for every elected official. All Wisconsinites need safe, quality care. And in order to deliver, we must retain, recruit, develop, and a sustainable healthcare workforce in every community. The future of Wisconsin's entire healthcare system depends on the people you see before you today, our state's proud nurses and healthcare workers. Now, I would like to introduce Mara McDonald. She is a registered nurse working here in Madison at a hospital. Mara?
My name is Maura McDonald, and I've been a registered nurse on a postpartum unit in a local hospital since 2015. I'm here today because we desperately need recognition and support for what we went through during the pandemic and are still going through so that we can protect the healthcare system throughout our entire state. I went into this profession because I wanted to help people. Helping mothers and babies have a healthy start in life can positively impact entire communities for generations. I wanted a career that would allow me to look back and be proud of my contributions. I wanted work that would feed my soul, and caring for the dignity of others is an expression of my deepest values. But frontline nurses and healthcare workers have not been treated with dignity ourselves, by politicians or our employers, and that's undermining the health of our communities. During the pandemic, we struggled with inadequate personal protective equipment, the turmoil of constantly changing procedures, extreme understaffing, and overwhelming waves of extremely sick and dying patients, plus misinformation from our own elected leaders and the fear that we would bring the deadly virus home to our loved ones.
More about this.
I was terrified early in the pandemic that I could give the virus to my two teenagers.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's a guilty verdict for Lori Vallow Daybell, the Idaho woman prosecutors say killed her two youngest children and the wife of the man she later married. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours yesterday and resumed deliberations this morning. Chad Daybell's trial is still months away. The remains of the two children were found buried
buried in his yard.
What's happening at the southern border? Reporter Chris Fox is in Texas.
So far, we're not seeing a tidal wave, as some had predicted. Border authorities saying that we've seen the expected influx of migrants over the past week, along with record apprehensions, about 30,000.
The man who fatally choked an agitated subway rider is bonded out of a New York City jail. Dante Mills represents the dead man's family.
Should Daniel Penny be charged with manslaughter? Absolutely. Because he acted with indifference. He didn't care about Jordan. He cared about himself.
Penny says he choked Jordan Neely in self-defense. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Love the outdoors but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turner's at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wait for my first robot cheeseburger basket with a shake, please. More artificial intelligence. What could go wrong? We gotta get some Terminator music next week. We just can't let it go. Can't let it go. And I can't let it go either when it comes to healthcare from Republicans in Wisconsin. Denying people access to health care at a cost to the state taxpayers of $1.6 billion.
But what about?
And what about this? And what about that? And what about Hunter? Then look at Biden's family making all that money.
I got news for you. You know, anybody that's been there for a while and has family, they're all making money the same way, right? But pretend like Trump's family didn't get, like, you know, $1 billion or two. So, you know, and I stayed and watched these guys, and there were people from nursing homes. There was a nurse there from the critical care COVID unit. Can you imagine? And she talked about holding hands of the people as they were dying because the family couldn't be there. All the things you heard but didn't believe because it's not real, right? Because Republicans didn't care if they killed you or not. It's pretty sad. And then there were the home care workers. Yeah, they can't afford, just like when I was a home care worker. You know, maybe I went to get, maybe I could have stopped the cancer before it took my kidney if I could have afforded insurance through the place that I worked for. You know, I'm providing health care for people with spinal cord injuries. And I don't blame the nonprofit people I worked for. But can you imagine these guys crying about welfare? They get the best of everything at the cost of the taxpayers. Man, go to Mark in the sack.
Yeah, you got me there, man. But I started my chemotherapy in January of 2020, and then halfway through it, COVID hit. I can remember the struggles my nurses had of the personal protective equipment, and I couldn't help but think of good old Andre Jacques, who... Fortunately for him, he did not die. Fortunately for his family, he did not die. And another, you know, denier of COVID and the whole thing, and that and how much effort did they have to put into keeping his rat ass alive.
Hey, he listen, Mark, he was the one. I think he was the one who authored the bill that to make it illegal to have sex with horses. And then he's taking horse pills instead of science.
Oh, good Lord. It just is sad that, I mean, and my recent challenge being in the hospital again with the bad infection that abscess, I still got a drain in my chest, you know, draining that off.
Nice.
It's just disgusting. And I can't say enough good about the nurses I had, both at the hospital and at the rehab facility that the hospital released me to, that I spent a couple of weeks at. That, I mean, and apparently there's some conservative groups that, you know, one of the big concerns people have is health care. I mean, this is a conservative group that's reporting people are concerned about their health care, yet the Republicans don't want to take $1 billion that we've left hanging for how many years now because Wanker didn't want to take it. I mean, that and the Republicans still don't want to take it because, oh, we can't do that. Well, I mean, that, like you said, I mean, they all get the primo benefits of state service, getting the primo health care, getting the pension, getting the per diem, and that is just
per diem.
The per diem thing.
Yo,
the per diem thing just gets me that they don't want children to get free lunches in school, yet they get the free lunch all the time.
Yeah. Hey, no, I mean, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, they're lining up. So I will say that, you know, Democrats get mad at me too when I talk about how, or defensive, I should say. You know, okay, if you're at an income level where you know the per diem actually, you know, keeps you from being burdened, fine. But for somebody like Robin Voss, you know, prison popcorn labor, slumlord, you know, in Whitewater. $297,000 of COVID loan, forgiven 6 months later, you know, on the backs of the taxpayers, and Republicans vote for him. See, that's what I mean. Even after you have a press conference that talks about all the horrors that, you know, all of us have as health concerns for our communities and for our families. And these guys vote against their own best interest because, you know, the border and Biden and, you know, climate change is a joke. And I'm arguing with a friend of mine today. He's giving me a hard time because, you know, those solar panels, they can't be buried in the dumps and stuff. And I'm like, there's a lot of things that can't be buried in the dumps, like, you know, nuclear waste. But you guys don't talk about those barrels. I mean, seriously? It's just, and they're angry, right? It's angry sliced white bread, I call it. Let's go to somebody that isn't white bread, Wisco Paul.
Hey, nice. I'm glad you got your show. It's just a tough times to get. I always listen to the replay if I can't listen to it live. And well, anyway.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I'm usually asleep by right about now. You know, me and the cats are, we're all like grooming each other, and then we go to sleep.
Well, I tell you what, I absolutely love nurses. When I had my accident, they saved my life down at the UW. Excellent people and deserve every penny they make. I want to say this. I really think, as bad as it's got, it didn't get this way overnight. Walker started the ball rolling, and Alex and these other people. But the Supreme Court is going to change in August in this state. And Judge Janet P. is, if we can get rid of this gerrymandering districts, we got a chance again. Because the way it is now, these guys like Bourne and that, they can do whatever they want. They're going to get reelected. You know, it's a sad situation. And I want to touch bases on one other thing here about the justice system, which scares me even more, because let's say Judge Janet does her thing and we finally get fair maps and a woman has a right to choose. This Supreme Court with Judge Thomas, who shouldn't even be on it anymore, much alone his wife, who is a treasonous at best, and there's two other ones, I forget their name, I think it's Thomas, but anyway, they're both corrupt, they're taking money from this billionaire and stuff, so we have two. The problem with this is, we get things straightened out in this fine state, okay, then it goes to the Supreme Court, and they're for sale, Michael. And it's just a sad, I don't want to be too much of a doom and gloom kind of guy, but the justice system, these people are corrupt. Maybe it always was, Mike, in our lifetime, but this is blatant corruption. So, God bless your mother, by the way, and thanks for listening to me.
Hey,
Mike, have a good day.
It was cool to get some, a breath of fresh air myself while you were able to speak. You're not a doomsdayist, okay? I'm a realist. You know, that's what people. You're a pessimist, really. So these things that I talk about that, you know, the smartest classmates I had that became scientists that are telling us this is the guys that got A pluses without even trying, you know, and nobody wants to listen to that, right? How much time we got before the break?
We got a cool 5 minutes, bud.
Hey, all right, I'll go to Joanne because it's Friday night, Joanne.
Hey, thank you so much for those beautiful and inspiring stories about nurses. This is also Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
And I hope at some point you could give us a story or two about the teachers that inspired you, because obviously you had a lot of angelic angels out there making you who you are, and a teacher is probably one of them. So I'll hang up and listen. I know you've got a lot of folks on the line. So thank you so much again for an amazing show, and God bless your mother.
Hey, thank you. And let me tell you, yeah, it wasn't my public school teachers that taught me so well. It was my public school teacher parents. See, I always tell people that, you know, I got public school education, and then I got the homeschool version because I was usually doing something in school. Hey, listen, Joanne, I was ADHD, man, before they knew how much that actually rocks, and it's not actually a bad thing. And when I was at the Capitol this week, I met a lot of people that are there, you know, on the benches and stuff, and we start talking, and, you know, I've got this, and they've got this condition, and we're laughing and talking about the world, and you know what? They're more in touch with reality than any Republican legislator I've ever seen, and it's kind of fun to just let them talk, and the humor that's involved with people that are living in conditions that, you know, no legislator would ever want to imagine, and the worst part is, These guys don't care about people like that. It's really sad because they're some of the nicest people I've ever met are people that I've met on the street who are not there because of their own fault. It's the system, man. It's like, really? You guys don't. And so what's the reason for not providing health care to every citizen in this country? Yachts and jets and all kinds of bonuses for CEOs and board members. That's what stops people from getting health care, people. Come on. We waste tax dollars. Our biggest cost is the military, right? The one that does the most for America. So now I got these fighter jets in Madison to, what, help me sleep at night or wake me up if I work at the hours when I'm trying to sleep at the hours that they're flying. It's just all this money going into war, man. I mean, if war was the answer, I'd have started one a hell of a long time ago. I've never seen one turn out positive. At neighbors killing neighbors, man. We got family killing family here in this country. Our households are so stressed. And yeah, you guys down there in Texas, you keep talking about mental illness. I mean, you're like the ones that are causing it for sure. Yeah, your power grid goes out and your senator flies to Mexico. Booger Cruz. Your governor. Jesus, people. He wanted to pardon a guy before, you know, the guy was sentenced for, you know, murdering a guy at a Black Lives Matter rally. Because we know that Black Lives Matter rallies, people aren't walking around carrying guns, threatening people and stuff. But the white supremacists that show up and kill somebody, you know, those are heroes, man. Those are patriots. You know, you guys got your ass kicked in the Civil War. And you talk about doing it again, and oh, you're all this, you know, and you're a bunch of cowards, man. The guys that talk it can't walk it, right? I ain't talking it or walking it, man. I don't have a gun. I don't want one. I know what they're used for. They are not made as defense weapons, you guys, okay? So, listen, you know, all these guys that are being killed now, with all the people that are being killed right now, you're talking about these are the people you said could make good choices by having guns. That's why everybody should have a gun, right? Oh, yeah, but we'll do something about the mental illness. And then you never do anything about it. There's no back. You can get a gun easier. Hey, look, I could get a gun if I want. I know people too, right? Again, not a threat. I'm just saying. I mean, it's that easy. Wow, man. Hey, I see a break coming up. But, hey, yes, Billy, what do we need to do? I'm telling you, Wisco Paul, you go to the Capitol and you do the crank calls like I've been doing, man. Just knock on the door. What's up? Just want to ask you a few questions about your boss. Let's see how long they last before they kick you out. Yeah, Rico, we'll get you on the other side, but yeah. I'm all about crank calls. I'm even going to tell you about the one that, and you may have heard it, but I still like to say it again, that we did to Scott Fitzgerald when he was still a state senator in Wisconsin.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now,
and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 54, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 70. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night, lows level off around 48, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Shade as much as possible. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say before I go to Rico, but I guess it doesn't really matter. Oh, but hey, don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic either in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Jeffsguitar.com for all your guitar needs, brand new guitars, handmade, yeah, lessons, gift certificates, and a studio that we need to start using. Yeah, let's go to, by the way, if you're interested in, you know, checking out some of my mom's items, here's the website, ctbids.com, and it'll say Stoughton. And that's where I live, so that's where it is. And then they, like, the bidding goes on through Wednesday. I'm trying to, like, you know, help my mom stuff not go for peanuts because I don't trust anybody at auctions. But anyway, there is a lot of nice artwork, furniture, you know, some antiques and a lot of dishware, all kinds, everything, okay? Basically everything that, you know, they didn't leave me is going out the door now, right? But it goes through next Wednesday, and then the pickup is on Saturday the 20th. Setting them eye and Stoughton, yeah? Spitting me eye. And, if you have any issues with the pickups, I guess you can work it out with the Caring Transmissions of Madison. That's caringtransmissionsmadison.com. And let's go to Rico. What's happening, Rock County?
Hey, Michael, what's happening?
Hey,
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And you know what? You share a birthday with my lovely wife, Amy.
Oh, wow.
Same day.
Not same year, though.
Pretty cool.
What year?
Probably, maybe. What are you, 61? 61.
She'll be 61 tomorrow or 62 tomorrow?
No. Born in 1961.
Yeah, that's me and you. And tell her that's she and I and Dennis Rodman as well.
You're with Dennis Rodman, honey. You're with this Dennis Rodman.
Tell her this, too. Every time you take... Write down 1961.
You're born on the same day he was.
Yep. Write down 1961 on a piece of paper. 1961.
Yeah.
And then turn it upside down and see what happens. Woohoo.
All right. I'm doing that now, but I'll look at it later, Mike. Hey.
Yeah.
If you got some time. Hey, these guys kill me. You know, it's like.
Well, they're trying to kill us.
yeah, I know that. That goes without saying, but anyway, you know, they're sitting down there on the southern border crying about these people that are just handing their babies over to them. And I'm like, listen, you were the guys that prayed and protested and hoped for more babies, you know, over
right?
Here in the road. And there you go. Be careful what you pray for, but now take care of them. The only thing, Mike, I hope and pray they don't become like in a Christmas picture with an AR-15 and become murderers and
Well, they already are murderers. They're rapists and murderers. And if they aren't, if they're not racist, fascist, murderous, ruthless people, they just vote for them, you know, so which doesn't make sense. But here's the other thing about the border, right? You know, why don't these guys just go through immigration process? Yeah, like the pilgrims did.
Yeah.
Put it up,
Yeah. And you know what? Well, what about the guys that were here first?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't make these guys go through immigration process. They were slaughtered and lied to and poisoned. And, you know, come on. You know, that's the history of America, this great America.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to talk about that, though. Don't talk about that, Mike, because they don't like that.
Well, of course not. You know, that's because they know that humans across the world, across this planet, if we ever figured out a way to unite everything, they'll go back into the darkness.
Yeah, if I didn't know better, you're spewing that CRT stuff again, aren't you? I just know it.
Yeah, it's been a rough week listening to angry right guys again. It really has. Ron Johnson, what an example.
You know what, buddy? Have a happy birthday, and I'll let some other guys get in here.
All right, well, appreciate it. Even though there are no other guys, because it's just about the end of anybody wishing me a happy birthday. But you know what? I got to make it like basically another 4 hours before I actually turn 62, so I'm going to drive careful. Because if there's something out there worse than people driving, man. The fastest hour on radio. Hey, is that Jake on the phone? Should I take him? Yeah. Hey, Jake, what's happening?
Hey, Pizza Box. Hey, what's up, Pizza Box? Yeah. I'm only giving somebody an hour on the air. Guys, that's almost like, you know, your NPR or something.
I got all kinds of things we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about the border. We were going to talk about the debt ceiling that none of us caused, right? And the fact that, you know, these clowns, just want us to pay for it all. And how do we pay for it? With our infrastructure and with our health care and with everything else that, you know, people get that we work for it and those bastards don't.
Oh, yeah, and all they want is tax cuts for the billionaires. Yeah. For billionaires to be able to rape people and get away with it, right? Donald Trump. So the Rape Republican Party now owns that name forever. They are the Rape Republican Party.
Yeah, they want 14-year-olds to be able to serve drinks around a bunch of lecherous, alcoholic, violent, fascist bastards. Because that's what they are, man, and I'm not going to back off on it.
We all know those old, rich, white Republican men are perverts. That's all they are.
Yes, they are. Wow, man. Hey, thanks, Jake. I see we got one more caller, and I only got, like, what, maybe a minute? So let's go to Jim in Appleton.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Just because we're staying in the same year, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Awesome, man. 61. Turn it upside down, and it's still 1961.
Yes, it is. Ain't that great?
That's awesome.
Not everyone can do that.
No, and I can't stand on my head anymore. Thanks for calling, Jim. We're out of time, man. And this has been Outside the Pizza Box. Of course, we're located down here at the Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And listen to Stevie, because guess what? It's his birthday tomorrow, too. And I almost forgot about that. But he's like 1952. But listen to the words, man. We all need to reach that higher ground because the Republicans are trying to bury us, man. See you next week.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns.
baking our best for you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.